Hi friends, and welcome to my podcast, Socialistic Approach. Today we have an interesting topic, and it's called education. We're focusing primarily on not just adult education. What may lead you to choose to continue adult education, or if you are someone who's graduating from school soon or recently did, and is still contemplating about the importance of adult education and why it may be a fit for you or not, this might just be something that you need to listen to. Most importantly, we're gonna actually relate it to how education, adult education, really fits or aligns with a capitalist society. And I can go into the subject of capitalism, but that will be a separate episode. This is not an episode or an opinion supporting capitalism or technically bashing capitalism. We will not get that political just yet, but I think that it is a subject that needs to be talked more about. And, you know, we can go into how capitalism is both beneficial and detrimental to our society, our mental health, and the way that we see our purpose and careers and all of those things. How the economical, you know, system that we have doesn't favor everyone. It could continue and continue, and it is a portion, a valid, very, very valid portion of the subject we will be talking today. But we only have so much time, and again, I think that will be a separate episode for sure. But education definitely has a relationship big time with capitalism, and it has both a relation with capitalism and it also has a non-existing one, and I'll explain that. When we talk about adult education, we can leave behind our primary education, you know, from kindergarten all the way to graduating and being a senior. You know, the system that we have here in the United States, and again, I'm not here to bash, right? We have a large amount of opportunities when it comes to our educational system. Again, that could be a whole nother episode. And we also are not the worst, right? There's a lot of benefits that come out of, you know, the educational system that we have and just the benefit of the country that we live in. But there are things that are not setting up our future children or have set us for success currently. And when we have a school system that is primarily focused on memorization, you know, you have people constantly going about education in the wrong way. When you have a educational system that's based off of metrics alone and not the creativity, the potential, and personality of that student, mind you, other factors that affect and influence individuals such as mental health, learning disabilities, you name it. We have a great opportunity in our school system to directly deal with these things that are affecting individuals who very soon will be out into the world. And as someone who struggled both with mental health and learning disabilities, I totally have seen reflected how this affected my decisions when it came to adult education, when it came to choosing a career that I wanted, when it came to my confidence, when it came to my anxiety, when it came to living the expectations of other people and what, you know, adulthood and education should look like based on someone who had probably no idea what they wanted, who probably ended up in a crappy job, who they have no passion for, and is here sitting down guiding other people and what they should do. I mean, when you think about the cycle that is built through not acknowledging some of the core issues that are in our education system and how we're influencing young adults later on to try to live by these standards that are not sometimes sustainable, that are not realistic, and do not fit who they are as a person, you know, you're looking for disaster and you're looking for some of the consequences that we are seeing today presently. So let's talk about how this system of memorialization is not very effective in building confidence and helping these young individuals find purpose and grow in their natural skill sets. You know, it's actually contradicting to what capitalism is supposed to stand for, right? Because capitalism is all about individualism and what you're able to offer through this economical system and how you capitalize yourself. And it's gotten so far off to where, you know, these innovators create this company, it grows completely, you know, to a massive amount. And now they, instead of continually to emphasize or embrace individualism, it actually creates a system that people have to abide by because of the control that they have other people, including the influences that they have in our government, even though those two are not supposed to be totally engaged, right? That's literally what capitalism is, right? The least interference, you know, in governmental control, yet somehow capitalism has gotten to the point where it does influence the decisions that a lot of our political leaders are making, because money rules. And, you know, the root of all evils is greed. And we know that. We've seen the consequences of that. But it doesn't stop or take away from the fact that we have to live in the system no matter what. And we can get all political as we want. We can get, you know, into our Democratic parties, and we can have this whole discussion about how policies need to change or which ones need to go away. But the fact is that we can only deal with the present moment and what we have at hand. That is actual fact. And so if we want to be able to thrive and survive and do much better than we're doing in a capitalistic society, then we do have to acknowledge how adult education influences that. And here is my message when it comes to that today. In order to not be led by this system of memorization and basic thinking, basically, where you are not finding an identity within and then being thrown on the world to decide something that eventually is gonna make you some money and, you know, find some type of a decent career and a little paper that you can kind of throw in people's faces from time to time saying that you have somewhat of a decent level of education. It's just not effective for a happy life. And by happy, I mean a life where we're going to be faced with adversity, but that we're seeking things that we feel purposeful in, contentment in, and create our own happiness in. And that is going to be more challenging to do when we are enslaved to a system that is not promoting, in reality, true individualism as well as true community care. Because both of them have to go in hand. They do. You know, we often criticize individualism, but it's also important to embrace uniqueness and individual talent. The thing is that it's not being done in that way. And again, I go back to the core things that we're learning all the way from our primary education and leading us up to the choices that we're making into our adult education. I'll tell you a little bit about my story. Again, I struggle with learning. I was always considered a very smart person. My teachers were always confused why, you know, I couldn't get my average higher than a C. They just did not get it. My parents didn't get it. And I didn't have a lot of resources to really help me, not only with my learning disability, but also to find myself within all of this. To find my identity in the things that I feel encouraged by. A system that measures you solely by grades and that type of performance. When you have individuals who are so great at retention, think about people who are so gifted in that area of retention yet, or not yet, but and are put into a memorization type of system, they're gonna succeed over other people. And this is why you see a lot of people who are straight A students throughout their primary education and have no idea what they want to do with that type of hyphen success that they've been hearing their whole life, and you're gonna make something out of yourself and the next step is college, and they have no idea what it's really gonna make them happy. And a lot of them tend to not follow through at college or take some years to actually figure something out. And you actually go back and question how someone who was that smart in school and could have had all these scholarships didn't actually make themselves anything big after that. Then you have other people who do, who use that as an outlet, who have been able to embrace it. You have people who end up picking something that is kind of within the same line of memorization, you know, and metrics-based type of system, and they build a career and they continue working in this very systematic way of functioning in the work environment. And it works for them in the sense of potentially, you know, income and always being able to find a job. Can we answer that all these people feel content and happy with their career choice? We can't. And as we know, and we can pull all the statistics that we want, and they're out there, and I'm gonna have you do that if you wanna validate some of this information. But we all know, because we all know someone like that. We've all met someone like that. I've had employees under me who have higher education than I do, yet are not able to find not only careers in within the field that they thought they were gonna jump into, but they do not carry the tools to actually build a career and survive or thrive in the way that they would like to in the work field. And that speaks volume, because education is a big investment. Let's not even discuss the debt that we're in. It's for a reason. It's a reflection of how important people find adult education, yet it's not the answer. It's not the answer in many cases for a person's success in their future. And this is also not to put any blame that people's choices don't have anything to do with if they end up being successful or not. We know that we are responsible for our lives, for the choices that we make, and working with the cards we're given is our responsibility. Life doesn't owe us anything. However, I do think that we owe ourselves more. We owe ourselves to ask ourselves certain questions that will lead us into living a more fulfilling life. And I think that everybody's worthy of that. So we have to create a balance between being realistic, but also being okay with asking ourselves, what is going to make me happy? What do I feel that I thrive in? And my identity shines the brightest. It is okay to want more. I'll say that again. It is okay to want more. We have a God-given right to want to have more, to want to achieve more, and to find happiness. And again, away from the technicality of all of this, there is a very core question here. Where do I feel my purpose is in the most? Where do I feel I completely am overcome with this easiness and flow, and this is just like my day? Is it something artistic? Is it something, you know, related to when you give someone advice? Is it helping others? Does it come in different forms? Whatever that is, it's for you to discover. But it is a valid question to ask, especially when it comes to your education. Because education can be something as a resource of information to elevate you in those things that you feel you find purpose in. I spent a lot of years in and out of college figuring out what I wanted because I didn't have, again, the tools, the guidance, especially coming out of a system that I never felt that I fit into. And then going into a new one that was just all very much reminding me of the same feeling of being measured by matrix and finding something because I somehow wanted a decent job and education supposedly is a way of doing that. And it just led me to a lot of mistakes. And I stopped going to school. And then in my journey of doing deep work, and when I mean deep work is finding yourself, healing a lot of shit from the past, a lot of things that are manifesting themselves today. And this is why this is a holistic podcast. We can talk about these real social issues, but ultimately, how does that affect your being, your soul, your mind, your mental health? Because at the end of the day, those are the things that really matter. And I had to ask myself, do I want to go back to this way of treating my education? Hell no, I don't. And I went and sat down with myself and said, here are the things that I feel my most self in, that I feel I master the best and I feel are a core part of my identity. Therefore, they feel purposeful. They feel like they're part of my purpose, my calling, my destiny. I was created to do this. And I changed my degree. And it's been a completely different experience. And I don't want to say I regret, but I wish that I would have had this self-empowerment and knowledge and had done this deep work earlier on to really not have wasted so much time and money on something that just was not really serving my life. You know, it was just for the title, for the name, for the sake of finding a job, a decent career that I was completely not passionate about. So it's important to really have that deep work and ask yourself key questions before making such a valid and important decision as adult education. And how can I take this and thrive in a capitalist society that's not always going to work in my favor, but is being led by a purpose and a calling that nobody else can dictate but me? Guys, I hope that this empowers you today to ask those questions sometimes that we want to avoid, because sometimes asking those questions are going against a mentality, a system that's been really ingrained in our heads from our parents to our teachers, from people around us. And sometimes it feels conflicting to ask questions that argue those points, because sometimes we don't want to discredit even people that we love. But it is important to put yourself at the priority of all that and to defend the right for you to one more, and that every decision that you make needs to align with something greater than a social stand. As always, much love, God bless, until next time.